I'm in the spa town of Karlovy Vary in the Czech Republic, and I'm talking to a young gentleman who's just introduced me to the national drink of the Czech Republic. And his name is Radim Vasheitel. And Radim, what have you just given me to drink?
Hello, it was a Becherovka, the national drink of the Czech Republic, special bittersweet herbal drink with a very long tradition. The recipe is 200 years old.
200 years old. Now pronounce the name of the drink again for me.
Becherovka.
Becker. And why Becherovka?
Because Joseph Becker was the father of this product. He was a pharmacist and he developed the secret recipe in 1805.
Now, is this an alcoholic drink?
It's quite strong alcoholic drink with 38% of alcohol.
Well, that's what I kind of thought when I had a bit of a sip. Now, I should tell our listeners that it's a very dark amber-colored liquid. I don't want to compare it to a cognac, but it certainly has the impact of a cognac. Now, tell me some more about this drink and about the man who invented it.
Mm-hmm. It is a very special, unique drink. It was composed here in Karlovy Vary in a small pharmacy of this Joseph Becher. And he started to sell it as a medicine because he was a pharmacist. He always recommended how much of drink to use, when to drink it, and how. The recipe never changed. And till today, it is a secret recipe. There are only two men in our company who are able to prepare the secret mixture of 20 kinds of herbs and spices that Becherovka contains. It is the production director and product manager.
And how would you describe the taste of this drink?
Mm-hmm. The taste is bittersweet. Sweet it is because Becherovka contains 10% of sugar, which is quite sweet. And then it contains special herbs and spices like cinnamon, clove, ginger, orange blossom, and other. But they are secret, so I can tell you. So it has a bittersweet taste.
Now, you said this is the national drink of the Czech Republic. So when do Czechs drink this? Do they drink this on special occasions or every day or just when they're not feeling well? When do they drink it?
By any occasion, actually. Of course, primary, when they don't feel well. Becherovka was kind of a stomach drops. So many people used to drink it before the meal as an aperitif because this Becherovka gives the taste. This is why. Or after the meal as a digestive for better digestion. But it also helps to calm down the nerves. This is why we drink it before we go to sleep.
Okay, so it's a good nightcap, as we say in English.
Yes, kind of a nightcap.
Now, you also work for the company that produces this, and the company is called Jan Becker, and they're associated with the Pernod Ricard group, which is a French company?
Yes, it is a French company, and since 2001, the shareholder of our Jan Becker company.
And what do you do with the Jan Becker company?
I work in the marketing department. Part of this marketing department is a museum of this special product situated into the factory. And in this museum, I work as a guide for the people. And I'm also representative of the company on some events.
Now, in Czech Republic, do you have to be a certain age to drink this drink?
It's 18 years.
You have to be 18 years old. All right. Is there an upper limit?
No, it's without limits.
So you can drink this. Actually, it's a very tasty drink. And as soon as we're finished here, I think you should take me back upstairs and give me another one of these. I just want you to tell me also why you think that this drink is so representative of Czech culture.
Because it has a long tradition, 200 years, and it became famous in the whole Europe in the whole world through the years, especially in the beginning of the 20th century, in the time the Czech Republic or Bohemia was famous, especially by economic.
So it was important as an export product.
Yes, in that time the Becker family started to export this drink, and we continued, not during the time of communism in Czechoslovakia, but in the 90s, where Becherovka became private company again, we started to export more, and we started to cooperate with other countries also overseas, like United States or Canada.
Now, I understand you've also studied travel and tourism here in Karlovy Vary.
Yes, it's true, for 3 years.
And is there a college or university here, or what did you...
It's kind of a university, but it's not called university. The educational system in the Czech Republic is different.
What are your plans in terms of your future career plans? What would you like to do in terms of the travel and tourism industry?
To make more for the propagacy of the Czech Republic, because it's a lovely place, and for such a good product like Becherovka. So I would like to continue with the work in this, in the tourism.
And so to promote the Czech Republic, you're starting with the national drink. Well, thank you very much for this, and do you think you might just be able to give me another little shot of the national drink?
Of course, come on.
Here we go.